Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, on Friday in Farm Talk with Mick Carey, I had a chance to talk to Dennis Toddy. He is part of the Midwest Climate Hub. They took a look at the spring weather outlook for the Midwest, including Iowa. And the first question was, is how soon Dennis thought Iowa farmers would be in the field?
Well, people are ready to start turning wheels as soon as they can. As usual, depends on where you are and what your conditions are like. When you're looking at the Corn Belt, there's starting to be some planting activity in the Corn Belt area, in the eastern parts of the Corn Belt, southern parts. As you get in our area, Illinois, Iowa, not as much planting yet, but certainly there's a lot of work trying to get anhydrous herbicides out. Maybe some things people wanted to do last fall, they've not been able to do, and it's starting to dry up enough now that they're able to do it. As we start moving up your way, we're still pretty wet. We've trying to melt off the last of the snow, and certainly these warmer temperatures will now the snow's gone, will start to help dry out those conditions. So we're probably not quite there yet in the way of field activity, but hopefully we're going to be close. It shows up, in the way of last week's USDA NAS reports. The biggest thing where things are behind is the small grains, up in your area and northern areas. Most everywhere, small grains are behind just because it's been cold and wet and snowy in some of these areas. Even corn, there's not a lot of corn planted yet, typically, but even that is a little bit behind. I have heard some reports west of your area into central and western North Dakota and Montana. There's some small grains going in out there because they've been to the north and further away from some of these big events. They are actually quite dry over the last 30 to 45 days. So their soils have warmed up and there's starting to be some field activity out that way.
Toddy is located in Ames, Iowa. Mick asked him what his thoughts were on the climate issues that happened in western Iowa that led to the flooding.
You created a situation by putting several bad things together, and they all had to come together to create the situation that happened. You have to go back starting all the way last fall. People had problems getting crops out of the field, and we had very wet conditions last fall throughout North Dakota missed out on some of that. Northern North Dakota missed out on some of that. But once you got down to South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, southern Minnesota, very, very wet conditions. So our soils were wet up, and they don't dry out during the wintertime. So we had wet soils. Then we froze those soils. We put a lot of snow on in the wintertime. We were carrying over several inches of water in that snow. You got to not only think about how much snow there is, but how much water is in that snow. And then when we had the bomb cyclone in the middle of March, we put several more inches of rain on top of that snow along with the quick warm up. So you suddenly took, in some cases, 5-6 inches of water and started pushing that downstream. And the soil could not take it up because it was still frozen and wet. So you just had a lot of water that you're suddenly moving in an uncontrolled fashion. And then some of the streams were frozen too. So you get your typical spring ice damming to add to the problem. So you put a whole bunch of bad things together, and we've seen the results of that.
Again, that is Dennis Toddy of the Midwest Climate Hub. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.